Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Diering. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Don Larson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Zavarink. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Zavarink. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Chuck Diering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Zavarink covering. Safe. Diering moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zavarink spins, and has Diering trapped. He throws to Hatfield who tags Diering for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Krahosky trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into House, who tags Krahosky, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing throws the ball into Bowling, who tags Deering, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Zivarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zivarink hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Bowling steals second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field. Deering picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deering. Bowling scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Dropo, and towards Bowling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Mealy moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Zuvarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvarink is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvarink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Larson reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Bowling moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Hatfield scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing strikes out. There goes Keene. The throw from Courtney to Hunter, and Keene is out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deering moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zwivorink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivorink is 0-for-2 in the game. Zwivorink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Lund now playing left field. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski is hit by the pitch. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Lund reaches second base with a double. There goes Keene trying to get to home. Deering throws the ball into Hunter, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Keene, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lund scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dropo moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House is walked intentionally. George Zuvarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvarink is 0-for-3 in the game. Zuvarink hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Don Larson. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.